And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Now, I don't have a guest today. I know I use the word we're, and that's usually a trigger for it's a Tell Al Tuesday type of event, but obviously, you're listening to the show on a different day than Tuesday. So why am I using the concept of we're? Why am I saying we're working on your financial freedom? Do I have a guest today? And the short answer is, well, technically, I've got about 50 guests. I have about 50 guests that are going to be on the show today. I'm not going to interview them because they're kind of all over the place today. What am I getting at? Here's what I'm getting at. Over the weekend, I had the opportunity to go out and hang out with about 50 different Lifestyles Unlimited friends. I would call them friends because some of them were acquaintances, some of them I knew, but at the end of the day, there were 50 people that showed up in a place called Port Aransas, Texas, and we all boarded a catamaran and we went out fishing. It was an amazing event. I saw people that I knew. I saw people that I hadn't met yet. And here's what I did. I went into networking mode. I did. I mean, when you are a captive audience with 50 different Lifestyles Unlimited members on a boat for 9 hours, you can't help but network. So what am I getting at? What is this boat thing that I'm talking about? All right. Over the weekend, one of our members, his name's Joey, he put together a Lifestyles Unlimited fishing event. Now, this is not something that's necessarily sanctioned by Lifestyles Unlimited, but it's an opportunity for our members to get together and experience the lifestyle. Now, amongst the 50 people that got on that boat, you have all kinds of different levels of real estate investing experience. You had people that had been there, done that. They got all the t-shirts. They're real estate retired. They are working on the lifestyle and they are having a wonderful time. You had people that are at the beginning roads of the journey. In other words, they're just checking out Lifestyles Unlimited. They've just become members. They're trying to figure this whole thing out. But in the meantime, they showed up for this fishing event, and as a result of that, they got to rub elbows with people like me. They got to rub elbows with people that have achieved what they're trying to achieve. And I will tell you, man, I was sitting back and I was watching the networking work, and it was working in full swing. I mean, there were people that were making contacts with other people. I mean, just let me just tell you about the contacts that I made, okay? Let's just be upfront and clear as to why this was such an incredible networking event for me. Now, I got to spend time with a guy by the name of Cliff, and I hung out with Cliff for a while. Cliff is a lead investor in Lifestyles Unlimited. He owns many multi-family apartment communities, and he works pretty hard. I mean, he'll be the first one to tell you that as a lead investor, it's more like a job. It's not necessarily like being like the way I am right now, real estate retired, because he actually has to put one foot in front of the other every day, and he has to do the things that need to be done in order to affect his business favorably. So Cliff and his wife, Kathy, they became members of Lifestyles Unlimited several years ago, and they decided to follow the lead investor track, meaning what they decided to do was they were willing to forfeit the lifestyle because they were going to work in their business. I mean, that's essentially what you do as a lead investor. You work in your business. So why is this so important for me to hang out with Cliff and ask him some very, very personal, in-depth questions? Because I got the answers I was looking for. I had the opportunity to hang out with Cliff. I think we were sitting in the galley of this boat, and we were talking, must have been for a good half hour, 45 minutes, and I'm just picking his brain. I'm asking him the questions that you would want to ask of somebody who has gone forward and done exactly what you're trying to do, and you're just absorbing the information. And that's what I was doing with Cliff. I was asking him some very probing questions. I was asking him very detailed questions about his business. And you know what I got from Cliff? Straight answers. straight answers. And that's what you get in the Lifestyles Unlimited community. You get straight answers. You get people that tell you exactly what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Pretty interesting, right? All right, so let me get back to this fishing trip. Why a fishing trip? What is it about a fishing trip that allows you to live the lifestyle? Well, this fishing trip was organized by Joey Hara, and he's a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And by the way, shout out to you, Joey. Thank you for putting this trip together, because, I mean, I got more out of this trip than just, well, limiting on Red Snapper. And that's what we did. We went out on a fishing trip, and we were targeting a species called Red Snapper. It's about 9 days into the season. And, you know, ironically, they weren't catching very many of these fish coming up to the Lifestyles Unlimited cruise. That's what I'm going to call it, the Lifestyles Unlimited cruise. And we got on the boat. We went out there, and we slayed the fish. We really did. We went to one spot. We picked up a bunch of fish. We went to another spot. It was kind of cold. The second spot was a little cold. We weren't catching much of anything. Then we went to a third spot, and we wound up limiting the boat. What does that mean, limiting the boat? Well, for you non-fishing aficionados, what that means is everybody caught their legal limit of fish, to include the crew. There were people on the boat that I had not met before. Yeah, I mean, there were people that came down from Houston to ride this boat. There were people that came from San Antonio to ride this boat. There were people that came from Austin to ride this boat. So where is this place called Port Aransas? Port Aransas is a port city. It's right next to a place called Corpus Christi. It's on the coast of Texas, and it's right on the Gulf waters. And if you don't know anything about the Gulf waters, it's probably one of the best fishing venues in the world. That's Al's opinion, and I'm sticking with it. So what did we do? Well, we got on this catamaran, and then we went about 3 hours out into the Gulf of Mexico. I think we went about 50 miles out into the Gulf itself, and we started fishing, and we started catching. And these fish are very tasty fish. So we started loading the boat up with fish, and then we would reposition. We tried another spot. The first spot, we caught a lot of fish. The second spot, we didn't catch very many fish. The third spot, we wound up limiting out the boat. So why is this so important? What's this got to do with real estate? It's because on my left side, I was hobnobbing with Lifestyles Unlimited members. On my right side, I was hobnobbing with Lifestyles Unlimited members. I was hanging out with my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, and we were having fun together. One of the core competencies of being a Lifestyles Unlimited member was to have fun. And you know what? I had fun. I'm actually still having fun. I'm still in my little hangover mode, and I'm still enjoying the weekend. So let me break down for you what we did for the weekend. Originally, the game plan was I was going to travel down Saturday, and I was going to link up with my son who lives down at Corpus Christi, and I was going to hang out with him, and then maybe I'd hook up with Joey and Bruce, and we'd go do a little bit of fishing. Well, Friday afternoon comes along, and they called an audible, and they said, hey, look, we're going to go fish something called the North Jetty. We're going to do some shore fishing on Saturday, and the idea was we'd go out and catch some really nice bait fish that we could use for our fishing trip on Sunday. And so they called an audible, and they said, hey, let's go down Friday night. So when did they call this audible? They called this audible something like, I don't know, it was like 6:30 at night on Friday night. Now, I was sitting at home. I was just going to take it easy. I was going to get up in the morning and go drive down to the coast on Saturday. But they called the audible, and I said, you know what? This is a time for a call to action. They called an audible. We're going fishing, so let's do this. So I told Tina, I said, hey, look, here's the deal. They called an audible. I'm going to go down tonight. I called my son, John. I said, hey, you okay with me coming down and hanging out with you? He's like, come on down. So I went down Friday night, and Saturday morning, I hooked up with Bruce and Joey and my son, Jonathan. We went out to the North Jetty, and we started fishing the North Jetty. Now, if you don't know what the North Jetty is this area of Port Aransas that's kind of landlocked. The only way you can get to it, you can't drive to it. The only way you can get to it is on a ferry. So they run a ferry every day that takes you from the main area of Port Aransas over to the North Jetty. And one of the reasons you want to be at the North Jetty is because the fishing is really good there. The fishing can be absolutely phenomenal there, and you can catch all kinds of fish. So we went to the North Jetty, and we started shore fishing. And we started catching all kinds of fish. Now, ironically, it must be a Lifestyles Unlimited thing. I think it's a Lifestyles Unlimited thing because all around us, nobody was catching anything. But here's Bruce, here's Joey, here's my son John, here's me. We're slaying the fish. We're bringing in all kinds of fish. Now, some of the fish were undersized. We had to put them back. But at the end of the day, we caught some nice pompano. We caught a black drum. We caught, a speckled trout. We caught some different bait fish. I caught this nice, really big ladyfish that I used for fishing on Sunday. So we had a blast. We caught a bunch of fish, and then we went and we hooked up with a guy by the name of Joe Flores. Now, if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you know that Joe Flores is one of our single family national mentors. And Joe was coming into town on Saturday, and we said, hey, come meet us for lunch. And he said, great, I'll meet you for lunch. But what Joe didn't know was that we had already caught our lunch. We went to one of the local restaurants in Port Aransas, and one of the things that they do down there is if you bring your freshly caught fillets, they will prepare your freshly caught fillets for you. Again, living the lifestyle, right? And you can eat your catch. So literally, our catch was swimming that morning, and we were eating it for lunch. So I told Joe, I said, you know, you're eating what we caught today. And he kind of looked at me, and he's like, what? Are you kidding me? I'm like, no, we went out and we caught lunch. And he's like, this is amazing, man. This is pretty cool stuff. And I'm like, yeah, it's very cool stuff. And at the end of the day, we were having lunch with Joe Flores and we were talking about real estate. And the whole day was focused on real estate investing. The whole day was talking about the different markets. It was talking about what's the best thing to invest in right now. Should we go into single family? Should we go into multifamily? We just had a blast. And we're hanging out. We're breaking bread, if you will. We're eating fish that we caught that morning. And then we kind of left for the day and we went and relaxed for the evening. Oh, wait a minute. We didn't really relax because there was a Lifestyles Unlimited meetup event at a local restaurant in Port Aransas. And I would tell you, everybody that was going on that boat was at that meetup event. Yeah. I mean, we occupied the patio of this restaurant and it was packed. It was packed. I mean, it was like any other Lifestyles Unlimited meetup event. You had the opportunity to meet people you didn't know. You had the opportunity to talk real estate. And that's exactly what we did. We talked real estate. I mean, we were oozing real estate from our pores. It was kind of amazing. And we were starting to meet some of the people that we were going to go fishing with. Now, some of the people I obviously knew because I've been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for a couple of years, since 2017. And so some of the people I knew, but there were people I didn't know. And I sat down at a table with people I didn't know, and I got to know them. I got to understand what they are doing for their investing strategy. I got to understand where they are in their investing journey. And it's really cool because it gives me the opportunity to share information with people that I just met. And because we have a common platform of information, we can talk about things and connect. It's really cool. So we're at this meetup event. There's like, I don't know, 50 some odd people there. Everybody that was going on the boat on Sunday was at that meetup event. And I tell you, it was a great event. Now, I got to tell you the craziest thing that happened at the meetup event. One of the members, her name's Susan, she just decided to pick up the tab. Yeah, you heard me correctly. She decided to pick up the tab for 50 people. Now, where in the world can you go to have somebody pick up the tab for 50 people at an event and not blink an eye? A Lifestyles Unlimited event. When we come back from the break, more on fishing. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. I should have said we're working on your financial freedom because I was hanging out with 50 Lifestyles Unlimited members over the weekend. We went on a fishing trip out of Port Aransas. We targeted a species called red snapper and we limited the boat out. I mean, I think there's a special magic that comes when you put together all of these Lifestyles Unlimited members and you go out and you accomplish a specific task, a specific purpose. And you know what? We did a great job. We really did. We limited out the boat. Everybody went home with fish. Everybody had a great time. I don't think there was anybody that I talked to that said I had a bad time. Even the one guy, there was one guy on the boat, you could tell he was having a bad time. He was getting a little bit of seasick, a little seasickness. You know, he kind of had the eyeballs that are kind of swimming around in your face. You know what I'm talking about, right? Just think of the commercials or the cartoons where the cartoon character's eyes are just kind of rolling around in their face. That's kind of what he looked like. And he was having a rough time, but I will tell you, he got out there and he fished his heart out and he caught fish too. And he had a good time, even though he had a little bit of seasickness going on. So why fishing? Why do Lifestyles Unlimited members go fishing? Because it's something that you can do as part of the lifestyle. It's something that you can do to go out and enjoy what you are accomplishing as a real estate investor. Now, many of you out there, many of you are trading time for money. Yeah, you're focused on a job. You're spending 40, 50, 60 hours a week in that job, fulfilling that job, doing exactly what your boss wants you to do. And you might dream about going fishing, but maybe you're working 7 days a week. So the idea of going out for a day and going fishing like we did as a Lifestyles Unlimited group, maybe that's a bridge too far. So I think the best thing that you can do is become a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And more importantly, I think that what you really should do is you should check out Lifestyles Unlimited before you become a member. I think you need to do your research because that's exactly what we do as Lifestyles Unlimited members when it comes to investing in properties. We do our research. So I think you should do your research and check out Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, when you go to the Lifestyles Unlimited site, which is lifestylesunlimited.com, you're not going to see pictures of our fishing trip. No, you're not, because Lifestyles Unlimited is focused on real estate investor education and mentoring. Those are the two services that they provide, and they do an exceptional job of providing those services. And everybody on that boat is the recipient of those Lifestyles Unlimited services. We are all educated. We are all sophisticated real estate investors. Now, many people on that boat were accredited real estate investors. What does that mean? Sophisticated versus accredited. All right. It's terminology time. So let me hit you with the terminology and let me have you understand exactly what I'm talking about. A sophisticated investor is somebody who has knowledge. They are somebody who has education. They are somebody who has gone through some type of process where they have learned more about what it is they're trying to do. Does that make sense? So as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, when you become sophisticated, you have attended the 16-hour financial freedom training. And everybody on that boat had gone through that training. Everybody on that boat was sophisticated. Everybody understood how to invest in single family or multifamily assets. And as a result of that, I could walk up to anybody on that boat and strike up a conversation real estate related, and I'd have a great conversation. And that's kind of what I did. I love to network. I love to get around. I like to talk to other people. And as part of that process, I would talk to other people and I would bring out their knowledge base. I would bring out the sophistication that they have. Now, this accredited thing, what is this accredited thing? Accreditation just means that you meet a certain milestone for income or ownership of assets, meaning you own a certain amount of assets, you have a certain amount of net worth, or you have a certain amount of income that you bring in every year, and you anticipate bringing in that same amount of income in the following year. And that asset test allows you to become something called accredited. It's a financial component that's added to the sophistication. So why does that matter? Well, it only matters if you're going to invest in multifamily apartment communities with your fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. Trust me, there were people on that boat that were connecting with some of the lead investors that were on that boat. There were people on that boat that are passive investors. There were people on that boat that are single family investors. There are people on that boat that are lead investors. There are people on that boat that were independent rental operators. And what was my job? My job was to make sure I understood exactly what everybody was investing in, because it gives me a knowledge base about who my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members are. And for me, I find it just interesting. I find it curious as to what path people have chosen to take in order to become real estate retired and to work on the lifestyle. So at the end of the day, everybody on that boat, whether they were real estate retired or not, they were working on the lifestyle. Now, I got up with my fishing hangover, and I'm doing radio for you today. Now, I did promise you that we were going to talk a little bit about deal flow. And the reason we're going to talk about deal flow is because, well, that was a topic of conversation over the weekend. Believe it or not, with all those Lifestyles Unlimited members on that boat, we were talking about different kinds of deal flow. And what we're really interested in, and this was the topic that kept coming up. This is the one thing that I kept hearing from different members, depending on, well, it really was independent of whether or not they were a preferred investor group member, or they were a challenge member, or they were a financial freedom program member. The big conversation was, what should we invest in? And everybody was talking single family. Everybody is realizing that we're in a pretty interesting time in our world, our investing world, where you can go out and you can buy single family assets and you can literally double your investment capital, at least double your investment capital at the time you buy the property. So what does that mean? It means that you go out and you buy assets at wholesale pricing and you acquire that asset and then you fix it up while still maintaining wholesale pricing. So you get to a certain all-in cost. And that all-in cost is still technically a wholesale price compared to the retail value of the property. The difference between that all-in cost and that retail price is something that we call equity capture. It's the ability to capture additional equity in the asset that you don't pay money for. Now, you're going to get equity for the amount of cash that you put into the deal, because that's your cash contribution. But this is money over and above what you put into the deal. And I'll tell you, I'm looking at three different properties that came into my inbox over the weekend while I was out fishing. And I'll tell you what, every one of these properties is positioned to at least double your money when it comes to equity capture. So the first deal requires $16,000 out of pocket, but you will capture net equity of $32,000. That's tripling your money, by the way. Do you understand that? If you put $16,000 into a real estate asset and you capture an additional $32,000 worth of equity in the property, you've just tripled your cash investment in that asset. Yeah, well, when you go on a fishing trip with a bunch of Lifestyles Unlimited members, this is the kind of stuff that you talk about. And these are the things that Lifestyles Unlimited members are noticing, is they are noticing that single family is poised to return some great returns. Now, here's another property that came into my inbox over the weekend, and this one requires cash out of pocket $9,500. I mean, this is a low cash out of pocket contribution property, and you would capture $34,000 in equity. So remember, you're putting $9,500 into the deal, but you're capturing an additional $34,000. That gives you a 358% return on capital gains. That's almost like quadrupling your money. This is part of the reason we were talking about single family on that boat, is because single family right now, depending on the market that you're investing in, is poised to return some great, great returns when it comes to equity capture. Still haven't heard enough? Okay, well, here's another deal that came in, and it doesn't quite do what the other two deals have done. In other words, really, really giving you a great equity capture position. But this is a little bit closer to, well, normal. So this particular deal requires $17,000 cash out of pocket to do, and you would capture $31,000 of additional equity. That's still more than doubling your money. It's getting 182% return on investment on the capital gain. So what am I getting at? You put $17,000 into the deal. You capture an additional $31,000 worth of equity. That gives you $48,000 of equity position in that deal. So why is this so important? Why would you want to capture all this equity? Because if you hold the asset for a year and a day, and that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, we hold the asset for a year and a day. And the reason we do that is because the tax advantages kick in at a year and a day. If we were to sell the asset at a year or less, we would be subject to short-term capital gains rates. And those are kind of punishing. They are kind of punishing. But if you own an asset for a year and a day, you are subject to long-term capital gains rates, which are much more favorable, especially to a real estate investor. So you think about it. Let's go back to that first deal that I talked about where you put $16,000 into the deal and you made 200% return on capital gain because you received $32,000 worth of additional equity in the property. At the end of the day, you're sitting on $48,000 worth of equity. At the end of a year and a day, it may not make sense to you to retain that asset because your return on equity may not be that great. Your return on equity may be poor. And as a result of that, it might be time to sell that asset. So you sell that asset and you realize the capital gain. You realize the fact that you put $16,000 into the deal and now you've made an additional $32,000 in the deal, not to mention the fact that that property probably went up about 3.5% over that 1 year period where you've owned the property. So you have even more equity kicking in. Oh, and by the way, you were making principal pay down payments on your mortgage every month. So you're getting a little more equity that way. So at the end of the day, at the 1 year and 1 day mark, it may make sense for you to harvest the equity in that asset to either cash out, refinance that asset, or to just flat out sell it. And that was one of the things that we were talking about on that boat. I would say that was something that we were very, very interested in when we were talking real estate, because everybody recognized what single family is positioned to be able to do for you today as a real estate investor. And today, single family, depending on the market you're invested in, single family is giving you the opportunity to develop wealth way beyond the wealth that you're developing now by trading time for money. It is a radical game changer. And even the multifamily investors, the ones that are focused on the multifamily space, they were recognizing the power of single family assets in today's market. And they were talking about maybe buying some single family assets. So why would they change the modality of what they're doing? Because they found a slightly different asset class that is essentially the same asset class, but it's configured a little bit differently, that is positioned to return great returns on their investment. And when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, at the end of the day, it's all about getting the right returns on investment. That's how we make money as real estate investors. We invest our money, we have it go to work for us, and we make sure that money is attracting additional money. And that additional money comes into our household in the form of cash flow, in the form of equity. It doesn't matter how it gets into our household, it gets into our household. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.